Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Faye Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream. Very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of a new virtual reality game that I recently played with Player Ready Virtual Reality. Player Ready are a virtual reality events and VR centre provider. They have locations in multiple places and they're hoping to have more open up soon. They offer virtual reality hire, events, parties, wedding, business services, loads of stuff throughout England and Wales. It was really, really good, guys. It was a zombie shooting experience, but they do more. They do puzzles, escape rooms, kids games, racing flight simulators. They do loads of stuff. It was at Thorpe Park Fright Nights where they set up, and it was just opposite the brand new maze Creek Freak Massacre. We will have another episode coming up all about Thorpe Park, so listen out for that one coming up soon. Player Ready Virtual Reality. It was probably the best thing I did whilst on park. I genuinely really enjoyed it. You guys know that we're not always a huge fan of VR experiences here on the Scare Track Podcast, but this one was 100% probably the best one I've done. I genuinely really, really did enjoy it. And it was worthy of making this mini little review episode. So let's take you back to when we were on location with Player Ready Virtual Reality.
You're listening to Scare Track.
I have just experienced a zombie virtual reality experience game, zombie shooter basically, with a company called Player Ready. We'll link everything to their socials in the show notes below, so make sure to check them out. Also, Hannah filmed me whilst doing the VR experience, so you can check that out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, or obviously on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. Before I go into how I felt it, Hannah, how was it watching me?
That's hilarious. You're like a big girl.
I was screaming lots, wasn't I?
Yeah. I couldn't see what you were seeing, but it was hilarious from what I was looking at.
God, honestly. So VR, we spoke about VR quite a lot on the podcast because we've done either VR experiences or VR roller coasters. We've done a few of those around the world now, especially here in the UK too and Germany. And VR, when done correctly, can be absolutely phenomenal. It really can. And you know what? With Player Ready Virtual Reality, they have hit the nail on the head, bang on. I thoroughly enjoyed that. We were unsure whether I was going to have a go or not. We're here for rides and coasters and obviously the scare mazes, which is on another episode of the Scare Trap podcast, so check that out. We review all the Thorpe Park Fright Nights attractions. But yeah, Player Ready Virtual Reality, absolutely phenomenal. So you go in there, you pick your player, you have a little bit of a little bit of a practice with the shooting range. You're given a gun, you're given an actual gun. It's not a controller or anything like that with joysticks. It feels like a proper gun, and you are then in this virtual reality world. It's really decent graphics. It's they're not trying to make it like it's real, as in like real people as such, but they're not making it too cartoony either. It's a nice middle in between and it works really well. You know you're in a game, but it's still realistic enough to scare the living shit out of you. Really enjoyable. There was about, I think, 4 or 5 different levels. I didn't die once and I got lots of headshots, so I was quite happy about that. And you're there in your virtual reality. What's good is that it's the new style sort of virtual reality. We're not the most technical people here, but it wasn't too heavy, it wasn't laggy. The
Straps were nice and easy. It has just a little system at the back to make it to the size of your head. There's no awkwardness with buckles, anything like that. It was genuinely very easy just to go in, set it up, pop it on your head, and then you're there ready to go. I completely got lost in the immersiveness, I'll be honest. Hannah, I was just screaming, weren't I?
Oh, you were jumping like a little girl.
All right, calm down.
Oh, and it was so great, because then the guys that were running it were coming out with, like, feather boas and...
Feather boas?
No, like a feather duster and a water pistol.
Yeah.
And just making it more...
At one point, I got grabbed on the leg, and I apologised to Thorpe Park for the amount of swearing that I may have come out of my mouth. I do apologise. And then, yeah, the feather duster and a water pistol. And the water pistol was good, because there was literally a zombie right behind me. And it's 360, by the way, guys. A few virtual reality experiences we've been on, and it's you can only see, like, one side, or if you look behind you, there's a big square box. We've had things like that before, haven't we, Hannah, where it's just there's dead spots.
Yeah.
With this game, there are zero dead spots. It's 360 all around.
Well, if you watch the video, you can see that it's 360 because you're constantly turning.
I'm constantly turning. Again, definitely, guys, this is only a very short sort of review episode, but check over to our YouTube channel and you can watch me screaming like a little girl, I guess. But yeah, honestly, guys, you guys need to be checking them out. They're based down in Cornwall, but obviously they're here at Thorpe Park today. I'm sure they'll be all around the UK. But you can check them on their website, player-ready.co.uk. Social media is facebook.com/playerreadyvr. They have an email address, info@player-ready.co.uk. They've got their contact number on here as well. But like I say, I'll leave that all in the show notes below, guys. Really enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Player Ready. I really, really had a good time. Hannah, are you going to do it? Are you too scared?
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Too scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly thought I wouldn't be too bad. We've done hundreds of scare attractions. I've done a few VR things before, but it really got me. Genuinely really got me. What I liked as well is it wasn't just a standard game where, like, here's the zombies, just shoot them. There was sort of an objective. I had to defend this tower. There was a tower grid, and there was some levels in there that was really scary. There's a really, really dark sewer section where I could only see, obviously within the VR, just a little bit of a few meters in front of me, and I could see more when I was shooting. So I just kept shooting. I just didn't stop. You can obviously trigger it, but I kept the trigger down. Unlimited ammo, thank God. But yeah, genuinely really enjoyable experience. Really enjoyed that. Player Ready Virtual Reality. I'm going to check their website myself after I wrap up this, because they might have different types of virtual reality on their, in their arsenal. But if they pop up at an event near you, and the zombie virtual reality by Player Ready is available. It was only a fiver to have a go as well.
It's
and
really
I was playing for a good time, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It was really well. It was probably the best fiver I spent today. You know, best fiver I spent in a long time. Genuinely really enjoyable. Really enjoyed it. I kind of want to have another go. But I'm sweating. I'm not going to. Right, we are going to do some mazes. Like I say, we're here at Thorpe Park Resort. So check out our Fright Nights episode for the scare maze reviews. But for Player Ready Virtual Reality, a huge thumbs up here from Scare Truck Podcast. Thanks so much for letting us have a go. And yeah, thanks for listening to this episode. We'll check you out next time.
Woo!
You're listening to Scare Truck.
So there we go, guys. Just a little mini review there for Player Ready Virtual Reality. Genuinely really enjoyed it, and I'd definitely do it again. Make sure you're going to their website to check out if they are anywhere near you. You can go onto the website and just click on the tab where it says find your nearest Player Ready by clicking here. You literally click on that and it'll show you where the nearest one is. Go to www.player-ready.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. A huge thank you for listening, guys. We sincerely do appreciate it. And thank you, Player Ready, for letting me do this episode all about the virtual reality zombie experience I did at Thorpe Park. Mentioning Thorpe Park, there will be an episode coming out later on about this year's Fright Nights event. And we've just had our Tully's Shocktoberfest go online as well. We have got loads coming up this Halloween season, guys. Literally so many parks, so many events. We are right in the swing of it now, very excited, and we've got an awesome few episodes coming up over the next few weeks. Make sure you're following us on all our social media, guys. Check us out on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ScareTrack. We've had lots of competitions going up online as well, so make sure you're joining us for those competitions. Our merch sales are still going at our website, scaretrack.co.uk. You can get our merch, check out our Patreon page if you'd like to support us on there. If you do, thank you so much. We've also got our socials on there, our ScareCam web, ScareCam vlogs, our Coaster Track vlogs, our podcasts are on there as well. So it really is a one-stop shop for all things ScareTrack, www.scaretrack.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the ScareTrack podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.